Martin said she is grateful to U.S. District Court Judge Robert Shelby, who overturned Utah's same-sex marriage ban on Friday and on Monday turned down the state's request for a stay. She also thanked Park City Mayor Dana Williams, who presided over their marriage among about two dozen wedding ceremonies on Monday. She said the scene at the Summit County Clerk's office with couples and their supporters lined up for licenses was surreal.
I can't really explain it in words. The emotion and the feeling in the courthouse was, it was crazy exciting.
Patrice was first in line at the clerk's office more than 2 hours before it opened.
I got there at 5:30 in the morning with a friend of mine. I was concerned that the line was going to be really long, given that Sully County was like 300 or 400 people long. And when I heard about Summit County definitely issuing licenses, which was about probably 11 o'clock the night before, I was so excited and literally could not sleep all night long. So I was like, I just need to get over there and, you know, make sure that I'm not standing in a really lengthy line.
Patrice and Jamie had previously gone through a commitment ceremony in 2009, also officiated by Mayor Williams and attended by over 200 friends. She said same-sex couples are just seeking equal rights.
We don't want special rights. We just want the same rights as everybody else. And given the fact that a lot of us have children, and we just want the ability to be able to co-parent and raise our children together and be able to go into the hospital, you know, and be in the hospital if our partner gets sick or if our children get sick, that we have that ability to be with them.
Right.
And we don't want special rights. We just want the same rights. We want equal rights.
The court ruling in the couple's marriage is important for their 8-month-old daughter, Kennedy, who is Grunstrom's biological daughter.
You know, we definitely feel like she is our daughter. We went to great lengths to make sure that she would look like me and that she would have, you know, some of my same characteristics when we chose our donor. So, yeah.
Okay.
She's our daughter.
What rights did you not have to Kennedy?
I didn't have any rights. Literally. We saw a lawyer and we did set up co-guardianship, but the lawyer told us in no uncertain terms before this happened that if Jamie went in to him and said, I no longer want Patrice to have co-guardianship, it was done. It was no rights under the law. So this is huge for us and huge for me, obviously, that now I can adopt her and she will legally become my daughter.
Martin said heterosexuals don't generally have the same worries that they live with.
We just want to be able to live our life and be and not have to worry about those things, not have to worry about whether or not Kennedy is going to be taken care of and the state's going to take her away if something were to happen to Jamie. You know, we don't want to have to worry about those things or whether or not Jamie gets sick and I can't go into the hospital and be with her. Those are the things that mean the most to us, that we are able to be a family and exist as a family, as do the rest of the same-sex partners that were a part of yesterday. I mean, it's monumental what has happened in our state.
In the end, Martin became emotional about the unexpected Christmas present they received.
There's always a concern that something is going to change, but for right now, we have been given the best Christmas gift. Sorry.
That's okay.
Truly, for me and for my partner and for our baby and for all the same-sex couples in Utah, this is the best Christmas ever.
Newly married Basin resident Patrice Martin. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.